Right now, it's time for us to check in with Vaughn Palmer from the Vancouver Sun. Good morning, Vaughn.
And good morning, Simi.
Okay, let's start with, once again, this issue of housing in our province. And I know it's kind of quiet at this time of year. Really, the only thing that I've heard is David Eby being out on tour talking about this stuff.
Yeah, so it's almost certain that David Eby will be the next Premier of British Columbia. He's currently unopposed for the NDP leadership, succeeding John Horgan. And you're right, he is, although it's the quiet season in politics, Eby's out campaigning, and we're kind of getting little snatches of what David Eby thinks and what he would do as Premier. So yesterday we talked about his view, you're going to have to do an awful lot more to recruit family doctors, and he thinks that's still the future of family medicine in BC. He's now come out and endorsed an initiative by Victoria City Council, Simi, a very controversial one. It's called the Missing Middle Initiative. It's dividing my hometown here severely, but Eby says he hopes the council supports it because it is the kind of thing that's needed, and it points to what he would do on housing if he becomes Premier.
Right, and so why is this so controversial? What is it?
Well, it's controversial because Victoria, like my neighborhood in Victoria and many neighborhoods, urban ones around British Columbia, is still mostly zoned for single-family housing. And the Missing Middle Initiative is aimed at building more housing for the middle-income British Columbians who can no longer afford single-family housing. It's the most expensive kind of housing we build. Ironically, as Eby points out, it's also the easiest kind to build. If you want to build duplexes or multiplexes or laneway housing or increased density, you've got to go through a lot of hurdles. Public hearings, all that sort of thing. And, of course, there's a lot of opposition from the people who are already there and want to maintain the single-family character of their neighborhoods. So the Missing Middle Initiative here in Victoria, Simi, is intended to make it easier to build, infill multiplexes, duplexes, corner, street corner housing, which has more units in it. And, yeah, it's divided the community here. There's been some very stormy debates at Victoria City Council over this.
That's kind of like what we've seen that happen in other communities as well. I know in Vancouver, they're doing the pilot project where they're allowing duplexes. And I got to tell you, right away in my neighborhood, there were three duplexes.
For some technical reason, I can hardly hear you.
Oh, that's too bad. Can you hear me now? I was just talking about duplexes and how really popular they seem to be right now with developers.
Yeah, Simi, I'm sorry, but can you call me back and we can see if we can get a better line?
Okay, we will do that.
I got you.
Oh,
great.
Yep.
Okay, sorry. Let's start again. What did you ask?
I was just saying about how popular these have become because in Vancouver they did the same thing, a pilot project with duplexes, and all of a sudden there's duplexes all over the place under construction.
Yeah, look, it does mean a fundamental change in the character of our cities, and as Eby says, people have to realize this is essential. As he said, we're trying to attract teachers to move to British Columbia, or doctors to come here. We're trying to attract ferry workers. We're trying to attract new families and younger people and get them into housing. They simply can't afford the most expensive kind of housing we build, which is single family. And so we have to increase the density. We have to have more duplexes and multiplexes and row housing and all that. And Eby says if he becomes Premier, he will see to it that the provincial government takes a stronger role in encouraging and approving the development of that kind of housing. So it's real and it's coming. And he says here in Victoria, he hopes the council votes for this initiative. Now, I said to you that the backlash here has been considerable. Someone said that housing is a blood sport in Victoria. There's a lot of entrenched opposition to this. I understand it. I don't look forward to my neighborhood in Victoria being transformed, but I've done enough coverage on this issue to recognize, Simi, it's essential.
Yeah. I know, that's the thing. The change is coming. Just what is it going to look like? That's what people, they want to know, right? They want the answer to that. And this whole David Eby thing is so interesting because he's clearly in the last couple of years really tackled head on what can be a difficult relationship with municipal councils. He doesn't seem to shy away from that.
He doesn't shy away from it. We've had successive housing ministers and governments in BC complain about all the obstacles to local housing approval, but Eby has taken it on. Eby has said the government is preparing legislation that would allow the provincial government to override local government on housing approvals in a number of ways. It would allow the provincial government to impose deadlines for approval. It would allow provincial government to tighten the number of cases where you go to public hearings. And it would allow the provincial government to say, you have to adopt a housing zoning plan that reflects actual growth and need for housing in your community. And if projects come forward that meet those needs, you have to approve it.
Exactly.
So that is a real hammer on local government, and local government not happy. They're not used to hearing provincial politicians threaten this, and the backlash, well, Eby's actually been downplaying that a bit, Simi, because this is civic election year, and I don't think he wants to provoke a whole bunch of NIMBY councils to be elected around BC, because that'll make it even harder to go ahead with this.
Exactly. Okay, more on that one, but also very quickly, recall. I haven't heard about recall in a long time.
Yeah, we got a recall petition issued this week. So this is a recall petition against the NDP MLA for Vernon Monashy, Harwinder Sandhu. She was just elected the first time in 2020. Trying to recall her is a Vernon realtor, Genevieve Ring. She says she lists a bunch of reasons. You have to list a few reasons if you want to recall somebody. And so she says it's kind of an anti-masking theme, crisis in health care. She says the NDP is encroached on the rights of organized religion. She identifies herself as Catholic, says the NDP has a history of anti-Catholicism. So it's kind of a long list. The thing about recall, and the reason you haven't heard much about it, is BC's law, written by the NDP back in the 90s, Simi, makes it very easy to file a petition. You pay a $50 fee, you post a 200-word statement, and you get approved. It is very, very hard to succeed in a recall petition. None have done so, and there have been 26 of them. The reason it's so hard to do is you now have to go out and gather signatures of 40% of the registered voters in the riding. So with Vernon, that's more than 21,000 signatures, and you've got only 60 days to do it. So based on the history, Simi, this thing isn't likely to succeed, but it's interesting to me that even it's come up. This woman I see, Ring, says she has a key supporter, by the way, political footnote, an anti-masker who was involved in the Freedom Convoy. So you see where this is coming from ideologically.
Yes, we can. All right, Vaughn, thank you.
Bye-bye, Simi.
Vaughn Palmer there from the Vancouver Sun.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.